grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Whenever the sacrament of the altar is celebrated, the pastor always prays, "It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks." And so in these closing hours of this year, we've come together to celebrate that sacrament which is called the Holy Eucharist, which means the Holy Thanksgiving. In every Holy Eucharist, we give thanks for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for God's great love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, and for the hope of glory. On this evening, we especially give thanks for all God's abundant blessings in the year now drawing to a close. You've no doubt heard it said that thinking people are thankful people. And so on this last evening of the year, we pause and think about God's blessings in the year now ending, his blessings to us as individuals, as families, as a nation, and as members of this congregation. For yet another year, the saving gospel of Christ has been faithfully preached and taught here, and the holy sacraments administered according to Christ's institution. We have confessed our sins, and we have offered to God the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. But in these closing hours of the year, we not only thank the merciful God for all his blessings. The Catechism instructs us that what we deserve from God is not his blessings, but his wrath and displeasure, temporal death, and eternal damnation. And so on this night, we also remember our sins and confess them with penitent hearts, seeking the grace and help of God the Holy Spirit to amend our sinful lives. You know your sins, and I know mine. Every sin is grievous. Every sin is a terrible offense against the tender mercy of him who out of pure love called us out of nothingness into being. And every sin has been atoned for by our Savior through his death on Calvary's cross. At the foot of that cross, we lay down the burden of our sins, knowing that Christ is truly that rock of ages cleft for me, in whose holy wounds we may hide all our guilt and shame, and rejoice that in the cleansing waters of baptism, God has clothed us with the spotless robe of his Son's blood and righteousness, just as St. Paul says in the epistle read on this day, "As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." And so we can repeat with joyful hearts the words of that simple prayer, "Jesus, blood and righteousness, my jewels are, my glorious dress. These before my God I'll stand when I shall reach the heavenly land." For the very name Jesus literally means the Lord saves. And because the church's day, like the Jewish day before it, begins not in the morning of any festival, but on the previous evening. We tonight celebrate the festival of the name of Jesus, for as this evening's gospel, the shortest gospel in the entire church here, tells us, at the end of 8 days after his birth, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in Mary's womb. Being circumcised on this day, the Savior first shed his precious blood, the blood he would pour out on the cross to cleanse the whole world. As the ancient hymn writer says, earth and stars and sky and ocean, by that blood from stain are freed. This year has gone by very quickly for me. I really don't know where it went. And every year seems to go faster and faster. I've said before that I often think that at some point in life the fast forward button is pushed, and from then on the years really fly by. And that can, of course, be a very troubling thought. At the time when human beings first walked on the moon, one old and wise Christian said this: men may now have walked on the moon, but there is still a trench 6 feet deep which stops them dead in their tracks. And it was that very devout and astonishingly learned 17th century Christian, Blaise Pascal, who once said of human life, the last act is always tragic, no matter how happy the play. And yes, that is true, but on second thought, it's not entirely true, because of the one who on this day received the name of Jesus, which simply means the Lord saved. And he did, and he does, and he will, having not only offered full atonement for sin, but also having destroyed the gates of death and the grave, just as we sing in the old Christmas hymn, he opens us again the door of paradise today. The angel guards the gate no more. To God our thanks we pray. And so all our years are passed under the mercy. Under the mercy of the God who sent his only Son to be our Savior, and who through his Holy Spirit creates in our hearts the faith that we are his, and that because we are his, all shall be well. And in that faith, I wish you a truly happy new year. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.